Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Piper Laurie on Stars Over Hollywood.
I knew I'd found the end of my rainbow that day when I first met him. But I didn't know then that both he and the rainbow would suddenly disappear and leave me with nothing but a dream.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents in person the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio, such famous names as McDonald Carey, Jan Sterling, Gary Merrill. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed the star who is currently being seen in the Universal International picture, Has Anybody Seen My Gal? Piper Laurie. The story, For Art's Sake.
Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Once you try Carnation evaporated milk, you won't be satisfied with any other brand. Good cooks everywhere insist on Carnation, and only Carnation. For you see, Carnation evaporated milk, just as it pours from the can, is more than double rich. It has the consistency of cream, and as a result, can be used for most cream purposes. On the other hand, Carnation, diluted with an equal amount of water, will serve all milk purposes. Will give you milk that's richer than your state standard for bottled milk. Yes, it's easy to see why cooks and homemakers who want the best insist on this thrifty, double-rich milk. Carnation, the world's leading brand of evaporated milk. The milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of For Art's Sake, starring Piper Laurie in the role of Sylvia Manley. Curtain going up. Sylvia Manley works in a small bank in one of the picturesque little towns on the rugged coast of Northern California. All her spare time is spent in painting seascapes and landscapes, simply for the joy of being outside and the satisfaction of expressing herself. She knows little about painting, which bothers her not at all. This Saturday morning, she's found a likely spot near some giant rocks where the surf breaks over them. She's deeply engrossed in her work and doesn't notice a handsome, bronzed young man coming along the shoreline, paint box in hand, easel under his arm. Just as he reaches the spot where she is working, he suddenly stops as he sees he is not alone.
Hey, who are you?
What? Oh, hello there.
Hello? Just what do you think you're doing here?
Well, if you look closely, I think you'll find that I have paintbrushes, paint, and canvas. For these tools, one is usually painting. You see, I know all the answers.
Yes, that's very funny, and I know all the questions.
I'm sorry. It just seemed obvious that I was painting. You don't mind?
Frankly, yes.
You do? Now, see here.
I don't mind if you paint, young lady. It's where you paint.
Well, I suppose this is your beach, your rocks, your ocean. Now, really.
I started a painting here yesterday, and I'd like to finish it.
Oh, is that all? Well, please go right ahead. I'm sure you won't bother me.
But I don't care to have people around when I paint.
Sure, that's a funny idea.
On the contrary, I think it's quite natural.
People will probably see your paintings at one time or another. Why not in the beginning as well as the end?
Now, look here.
Look at those rocks in that spray. Magnificent. The sunken tide rocks lift streaming shoulders out of the slack. Oh, yes, you can practically see them stretch their muscles.
A fan of the powerful poet of darkness, huh?
Robinson Jeffers, I certainly am. In fact, I guess he's the main reason I'm here. I wanted to write like that in college.
You're not exactly writing now.
No, I'm not. I couldn't. I could feel the things I wanted to say, but I just couldn't put them down.
So you thought you'd put them in paint?
Uh-huh, that's it. I don't know a thing about painting, but it's so, I don't know, freeing, I guess you'd say.
That's where you're wrong. Painting is a thing of discipline, hard work, study.
Oh, no, do you think so?
Just ask any successful artist.
I just can't believe that. Are you a successful artist?
In a way, I suppose, yes. Not the way I'd like to be.
Oh, well then, get busy right now with that hard work and study and use some of that discipline to make yourself paint while I'm around. Really, I won't say a word.
No, I don't think so. I'd rather not.
Well, all right. I'll leave you to your very own spot, Mr. Rembrandt. I hope the tide washes you away. I'll pack up and you can have the whole ocean.
No, wait. I'm sorry, it was quite rude of me. Please stay.
What's that?
Stick around. You're right, it would do me some good. Besides, I'd like to hear some more poetry.
Hey there, where have you been?
I got held up.
Well, what do you think of it?
You mean you're asking me to look at your painting?
You saw it yesterday and the day before that, too, so why not today?
Well, you didn't exactly ask before.
No, but you managed to see it anyway. Well, Sylvia?
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely perfect technique. But don't you think that...
Yes? Don't I think what?
Oh, look at me, criticizing your work. I found out in the village, Arthur Bannister, that you're one of the finest commercial artists in the country.
Never mind that now. What were you going to say about the painting?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, really. I'll tell you some other time.
Well, let's make that some other time tonight.
Oh?
Sure. You can show me this big town of yours. We'll paint it red.
I think I'd rather do it up brown.
I like red.
Well, we'll compromise. We'll make it burnt sienna. Mr. Martin? Mr. Martin?
Oh, my dear, what can I do for you?
I'm looking for art.
Well, this is the place for art. You can see it all over the place.
No, Mr. Arthur Bannister.
Aha, the workman without the sword.
Why do you say that, Johan?
Well, is it not so? He handles the brush, he mixes the paints, he makes the line, he does everything without a mistake, but he forgets to put himself in his paintings. If there's anything of himself to put in.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot in him. Deep feeling. But I know what you mean. I tried to tell him this afternoon.
Yeah, it is hard to tell someone that. Someone who tries so very hard to make success. You know, my dear Sylvia, he has tried to win at our summer show for the last 5 years.
Not really. Guess it does mean a lot to him.
Yeah, but it's too true. The last year, just before you came to live here, he almost won, but not quite. Yet he paints a good app. He makes money. Why should he worry?
Well, that shows he does have feelings and soul, or why would he want his paintings to win?
Perhaps so, but we will soon know. The show is just 2 days away.
Good evening, you two. Well, this looks like quite an important conference.
What is more important, Arthur, than our big exhibition? We were discussing that.
Did you convince Sylvia she should enter her painting?
No, please, don't start that again.
Well, why not, Sylvia? The show is open to all, the professional or the amateur.
Yeah, that's right. You might get a mention or a class prize. You know, Johan, I worked with her on that painting. We did the same scene from the same spot. She's good. A little wild, I'd say, but a lot of movement. I think she should enter it.
Why not, Sylvia? As you say, for the laugh.
All right. I just didn't want to take the sweepstakes prize away from art.
Sylvia, listen to me. If anything comes out of this show, if I get the sweepstakes or a first, I think I'll be ready to say something to you. Because then I'll be complete. I'll be ready.
And you don't think you are now?
No. But after the show, Sylvia. After the show.
Ah, my friends, this is the moment. The great, glorious instant is here. When fame and fortune come to one and bitter disappointment comes to others. Yeah, this is the moment. I hate it. I wish I was home. I don't think I wait for the decision. I go.
Now, you just hold on. The judge will be through in a moment. Anyway, you're supposed to present the ribbon and the check.
Bah, money. The real artist does not care about the check.
No, this one does. I'm not of the painting on an empty stomach school.
Or the empty heart. My friend, it takes these things sometimes to make great art. A longing, a yearning, a desire for someone or something.
This is getting too involved for me. You know, I've heard ever so many people talk about your painting art. They like it.
I just hope the judges feel the same way.
Oh, look, that judge is motioning to Johann. Go on, Johann. He wants you to make the announcement.
Yeah, I go, but I don't think I will like it.
Well, here he goes. And here it comes.
Good luck, darling. Good luck.
I can see wonderful things ahead for us.
Darling, I can see them no matter how your paintings come out.
But that's pretty important to me, too, dear, you know.
I wonder what's holding up Johann.
Well, he seems to be conferring with the judges. You can bet he'll get something mixed up.
Oh, wait. He's ready now.
Attention. Attention. Please, may I have your attention? Ladies and gentlemen, I have for you a special announcement and the sweepstakes winner of the entire show.
This is it.
Ladies and gentlemen, with great pleasure, I introduce the special winner, Miss Sylvia Manley.
Huh? Sylvia? You?
Oh, no. Can't be.
I rather think it is. Congratulations, Sylvia. You've won yourself a prize. I hope you'll be very happy.
Art, wait. Art, please.
Manley, will you step forward, please?
But this can't be. Art, where did he go?
Miss Sylvia Manley has won an extra award for her painting, The Rock Bathers. The judges decided that she should receive this special award for the most dramatic and moving painting done by a newcomer to this exhibition. Congratulations, Sylvia Manley.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the grand prize and $500 award of this exhibition, for his painting, The Rock and the Sea, this grand prize goes to Mr. Arthur Bannister. Will Arthur Bannister come forward, please? Is he here?
Johann, he's gone. He's gone.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's Stars Over Hollywood radio drama, For Art's Sake, starring Piper Laurie and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here's Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, with a page from Life.
And a very colorful and appealing page it is, Art. Friends, if you haven't seen the August 11th issue of Life magazine as yet, make it a point to look on page 6. There you'll see a most luscious summertime lemon pie and a recipe to go with it.
Lemon pie with a graham cracker crust, folks. Mmm, doesn't that sound good?
It's not only good, Art. It's good and easy to prepare, too, with a no-cooking filling that's no trouble to fix at all. And the ingredients are so simple. Just lemon-flavored gelatin, lemon juice and rind, hot water, sugar, and undiluted Carnation evaporated milk.
Mary, I take it that summertime lemon pie is another Carnation cooking miracle.
It is indeed, Art. You simply can't make it with any other form of milk.
And you know, I know why, too. For one thing, Carnation's double richness works miracles in flavor. And secondly, Carnation is heat refined, which always gives you better consistency. In fact, better cooking results all around.
Of course, the real proof of Carnation is in the cooking. So for a sure test, see page 6 of the August 11th issue of Life magazine and try that recipe for summertime lemon pie. There's nothing like it.
You'll also find this same recipe in Mary Blake's column in July and August issues of such magazines as Good Housekeeping, True Story, and Woman's Day. Don't miss out on summertime lemon pie, made the miracle way with heat-refined, double-rich Carnation, the milk that whips. Turn now to the second act of For Art's Sake, starring Piper Laurie in the role of Sylvia Manley.
Business girl Sylvia Manley, who loves to paint as a hobby, wins a special prize at the big exhibit held every summer by the art colony in the small Northern California coastal town where she works. Art Bannister, a young commercial artist whom Sylvia is very fond of, believes she has won the grand sweepstakes prize, which he so desired, and leaves the exhibit too soon to learn that he is actually the winner. Art disappears completely. And now it's a week later as Sylvia enters the art shop of the couple's friend, Johann Martin.
Ah, my dear. How does it go today,
Just the same, Johann. Quite badly.
No trace of our madman artist.
No trace. He's just plain vanished.
Well, do not worry. We find him.
Oh, Johann, what should I do? Maybe we should call the police.
No, I do not think so. He is not the type to do the thing foolish. He broods. That is it. Somewhere he broods.
But how is he living? He has only the money he had with him at the exhibit and only the clothes on his back.
Tell me, Sylvia, where have you looked?
Everywhere. Every rooming house, apartment house, motel, trailer court, hotel, and even the hospital.
My poor baby. Well, don't worry. We get him back.
Well, I don't want him back. I just want to tell him he's won his silly prize. And that he can paint whatever he likes, however he likes, and with whomever he likes.
Come in.
Mr. Bannister, it's the landlady, Mrs. Johnson.
Well?
You've been here a week now. I've come for me next week's rent.
Well, don't worry, I'll pay.
In advance.
All right, now leave me alone.
And don't think I ain't been watching you close. Ever since you come here without no luggage, I've kept me eye on to you.
It just happens I picked up a ride over here from a neighboring town. As soon as I get time, I'll send for my things. Now go away.
I'd like me money tonight. Can't carry anybody that don't pay. If you think you're going to skip out on me...
Now you listen. I'm going to make money with these paintings or I'll starve in the attempt. I'll try to sell some this afternoon. If you just leave me alone, I could get something done.
Now, Mr. Bannister, don't talk to me that way.
All I want is a little peace and quiet, and I can't get it with you around.
Mr. Bannister!
Now get out before I throw you out.
Oh, well, I never...
Hey, stay out. I want to paint.
Oh, be quiet. I come. Hello, this is the shop of Johann Martin, dealer in fine art. Martin is speaking.
Johann, it's Sylvia.
Yeah?
I found some of Art's paintings, Johann. They aren't signed, but I know they're his.
No.
Oh, but yes, and they're wonderful, wonderful. There's more feeling, more emotion, more life and love than I've ever seen in any of his paintings. But they're his, I'm sure they're his. Oh, Johann, will you come right away?
Of course.
Not in bar.
That little shop, you know, that's located right across.
What do you think, Johann? Wasn't I right? Aren't they wonderful?
If I did not know his brushstroke so well, I would never say that this is a painting of Arthur Bannister. But it is a marvelous painting.
And these others, too.
Yeah, all of them, and they are all superb. I could not believe in a week's time he could have done these. But you are right, my dear. The feeling, the emotion, the suffering, the joy of love, perhaps. Everything of a great artist and a great man are there. He has arrived, Sylvia. And I say he will be great.
Oh, Johann, I knew he could do it.
He could do it only after he found you.
Well, regardless of why or how he did it, it's done.
Yeah, but where is this genius?
Oh, I'd almost forgotten. The proprietor gave me the address of a rooming house.
Then let us go. We must find him. I must say, these are not the most elegant of quarters.
It is rather junky, isn't it?
You want something?
Why, yes. We're looking for Mr. Arthur Bannister.
Oh, him.
Then he is here?
I'd say he's half here. He's up in his room, as usual.
Oh, Johann, he's here.
Here, which room, madame?
The front room, mister, where the big window is.
Come, Sylvia, my dear.
Oh, no. No, Johann. You go, please.
Huh?
Tell him whatever you want to. I'll wait here on the porch.
Oh, serve you.
No, Johann. You go. I'll wait here.
Very well. If you say so.
You have a beautiful view of the ocean here.
Oh, yes, dearie. That's why I charge more for that front room. Usually some crazy artist who wants it.
Has Mr. Bannister been here long?
Oh, just over a week now, though I ain't seen him but once or twice.
Oh?
He works up in his room all the time. I don't know when he eats or sleeps. Oh, now I take that back. I know when he sleeps. He talks in it. Oh, no, I take that back, too. He shouts and yells in his sleep all the time.
Has he been sick?
Well, I don't think that's it. confidentially, dearie, I think 'tis a woman.
A woman? Well, why?
Well, the crazy galoot keeps yelling for Sylvia. Sylvia, all the time.
He does?
Never heard nothing like it. Sylvia! Sylvia, he yells. Sylvia! Oh, say, dearie, sure, that's your name, ain't it? That's what that foreign fella called you.
Yes. It's my name.
Well, now, ain't that a funny one? I'll bet it's you he's been raving about.
I don't know. Where's Johann? Why doesn't he come?
Well, I don't know, dearie. Never could understand men, especially them arty ones.
Mr. Johnson, you help the gentleman in my room get my things together. I'm leaving.
Well, now, I don't
know. He'll pay you, Mrs. Johnson. He just wants to get my paints and canvases down to the car.
Oh, well, if he's going to pay me, I'll go see what I can do.
Sylvia, that's a striking view of the ocean, I'll admit, but I wish you'd look at me for just a minute, Sylvia. Please.
If you have anything to say, go ahead.
Very well. Sylvia, I said once I wanted to tell you something. If I won that prize.
So now that Johann told you, you think you can go through with it? Now that you know you're better at painting than I am, you think we can go right on where we left off? You're back in your glory now.
Listen, Sylvia. Since Johann told me that he thought my last paintings were my best, that they showed real promise of something good, I suddenly realized why I painted them the way I did. It was because of you, Sylvia. Because I nearly went crazy without you.
And Johann hasn't told you anything about the exhibit?
No. He just told me that you found my new paintings in the shop downtown and you'd brought him here to see them. And that he liked what he saw.
Oh, Art, then you don't know about the prize.
I don't care about the prize. I should have realized that you were the prize I needed. And I do need you, darling.
Art, don't ever go away again.
Just try to get me to leave.
Darling, you did win, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love your hair, Sylvia. Soft. The special color I know I could never mix.
Stop it. No, I mean, you really won the sweepstakes prize at the exhibit. Mine was just a special award for a promising young painter. You just didn't stay long enough to hear the rest of the announcement.
That's nice. I've always wanted to win it. What? I won the prize?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
The grand prize?
Well, just ask Johann. He has your check.
Oh, this is too much.
No, it isn't. It's just the beginning. And Art, since you did win, and, well, do you still have something you want to say?
Yes, Sylvia, my darling. Will you?
Yes.
But I haven't asked the question yet.
I don't care about the question. I just know all the answers.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of For Art's Sake. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Piper Laurie. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about giving us a curtain call, Piper Laurie?
Love to, Art Ballinger. Partly for your sake.
For my sake?
Well, for Art's sake.
Okay. And since Art still seems to hold the floor, let's talk not about Piper Laurie, the very lovely and competent actress, but Piper Laurie, the painter. I hear you're quite a hand with oils and charcoal.
Well, painting is my favorite hobby art. Always has been. I practically grew up with a brush in my hand.
A very healthy pursuit, Piper. Almost as healthy as growing up on Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Oh, I grew up on that, too.
Well, good for you. And I mean just that. There's no finer food for growing than carnation. That's why doctors recommend it for babies. Carnation, remember, is a wonderful source of vitamin D, plus the milk minerals, calcium and phosphorus, which together build strong bones and teeth. And not only that, carnation is both pasteurized and sterilized after the can is sealed. So it's doubly safe and extra easy to digest. Why, do you know that 8 out of 10 mothers who use carnation say their doctor recommended it? That's right. And no wonder. Carnation is the milk every doctor knows. And now, Piper, for your delightful performance today, here's something that will help express our gratitude. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, what a beautiful bouquet, Art. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Piper Laurie. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Gary Merrill in a dramatic play titled My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff. And now, here's Mr. Merrill.
When I captured Red Beasley and he was sent up to the state prison for murder, it seemed like a closed case. But as it turned out, it wasn't just routine.
Thank you, Gary Merrill. I'm sure we'll all be on hand next week to hear you in this thrilling play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Roderick Peterson. Piper Laurie appeared through the courtesy of Universal International Pictures, now releasing The World in His Arms, a Technicolor production co-starring Gregory Peck and Anne Blythe. Supporting Miss Laurie were David Ellis, Parley Bear, and Martha Wentworth. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
For the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Gary Merrill in My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.